Tonight on the Hallmark Channel, Lacey Chabert and Jake Hotdude are two co-workers heading to meet their Valentine's dates.
Oh, would you like to go down?
Oh, yes, please. Can you push my button?
When suddenly...
Oh, the elevator's stuck.
What happens next? We save money on the budget by sticking to one location. But also romance.
Bet you didn't want to spend the most romantic night of the year stuck in this tight box.
I've always had a crush on you, but it's been against company policy for me to tell you that.
What happens in an elevator stays in an elevator.
We're falling.
I was already falling in love.
Valentine's Day Jam, tonight on the Hallmark Channel.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
We apologize, but due to the lapse in federal funding, we are unable to take your call.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
That is so stupid.
Let's get this radio show started.
Oh, I will be there in two flaps of a butterfly's wing.
Today is February 6th.
Today is National Chopsticks Day.
Chopsticks?
Gold chopsticks.
Lots of chopsticks.
I'm good with chopsticks.
Chopsticks.
Chopsticks or fork?
These are chopsticks.
How am I supposed to eat with chopsticks?
Eating with chopsticks isn't really a special skill.
Happy National Chopsticks Day.
Showtime.
Yeah, it's The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How do you get our live channel, our feature channel, and our live show on the Alexa device, you ask? Well, it's really, really simple. You just enable the skill. You do it one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And...
Hello!
She will, and then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You can also get our podcast on the Alexa device. That is, that's actually even easier. You just literally waddle on up to your Alexa device, and you say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and... She will. You can search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, or go to our website, radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel, and you'll find our podcast link. So the podcast is a repack of the live show, and it usually drops like right around noon. And it is every show segment, every interview, everything that we do on the program, minus the music, which is on the live channel during the live show. Ah, now you figured it out. And then each one of those segments also is available on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. You can go back. You can listen to the podcast. It's like a virtual time machine. You can scroll back through our timeline on our Facebook page. You can see all the videos that we've done. Even our Mic'd Up pop-up concert series from Three Roads. Those are available on our Facebook page as well. I should start putting these into categories, shouldn't I? I did that for the longest time, and then we got really, really busy, and you know, so now you just have to kind of scroll through. But I think I'm going to try and organize all those videos again when I have a free second. I need the laugh track for that one. All right. You can watch our Mic'd Up pop-up video series. And in fact, we have Chris Hammack is going to be joining us at Three Roads today from 5 to 7 for our happy hour broadcast. We'll be there. You can learn about Chris. He's got some new releases. He's got some old favorites. We've got the audience Q&A, and you can even win some prizes like this little thing right here. This is that's a token, a Three Roads token. You can win other stuff too just by spinning our prize wheel and playing our game. Prize or nothing. Yeah, that's coming up tonight. All right. On the way, we have Foster's going to be joining us from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. We also have Theatre Thursday. I believe we have Commerce Street Theater in today. We'll be talking to those cats as well about an upcoming production. And then, of course, you know, we've got your five random facts. We've got your stupid criminals in dot news. Then we've got the good news. Mental Floss shared a dubious study last week and found America's favorite Super Bowl foods were buffalo chicken dip and baked potatoes. So we did our own survey and pulled 3,000 people and found out what your actual favorites are. So we've got that, plus top things every Super Bowl party needs. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
We swapped out the first letters to make this promo legal to broadcast according to NFL rules so we can sneak by trademark and copyright laws.
Don't miss Booper Soul Nifty Fine. It's the Philadelphia Eagles against the Chances Kitty Seafs. You'll be able to watch the quarterback matchup between Matrick Mahomes and Halen Jurts. And don't miss the Booper Soul Shaftime Ho featuring Lendrick Kamar. So eat some Wicken Chings, bring some deers, and fotch football on your Tig Benfoot screen. It's Booper Soul Nifty Fine, only on Ox.
Yeah, it is. It's the Mike Show. Man, oh man. Coming up, we're going to get smart with five random facts. We've got news and all that coming up. But first, so who is this? Who did this? Mental Floss shared a dubious study last week that found America's favorite Super Bowl foods were buffalo chicken dip and baked potatoes. Well, here's what our actual favorites are, because we polled 3,000 people. And America's top Super Bowl food is officially wings. That makes more sense. It was the number one answer in 31 states, plus the District of Columbia. Five other foods got at least one state each. Here are the results. Let's do it from the bottom up. Loaded potato skins. They're number one in Hawaii. Cheese charcuterie boards, three states, Iowa, Kansas, and Montana. Pizza, three states, California, Michigan, and South Dakota. Nachos, five states, Colorado, Maine, Oklahoma, Rhode Island, and Wisconsin. So if you combine those two, well, wait, chips, seven states, Washington, Idaho, because we're doing it from the bottom up, Wyoming, North Dakota, New Mexico, Massachusetts, and Alaska, they voted chips as their number one. So if you combine those two, then chips really got 12. Because you got, you know, chips, nachos, it's the same thing. And then, of course, number one, as mentioned, 31 states, including almost everywhere east of the Mississippi, buffalo wings. Let's zoom in on Virginia. What the heck is that? I guess that's their graphic for buffalo wings. Here, let me show this to you. It looks really weird. It looks like little sperms. Little golden sperms swimming along. Oh, man. Okay, so, yeah, that, I guess that's their graphic for a chicken wing. They do. They look like little sperms. Anyway, so that brings us to our top list. Food It's vital to a Super Bowl party, right? Well, of course. But it takes a lot more than just wings and chips for success this Sunday. See what we mean with today's list. It's our top list today. Top things every Super Bowl party needs. All right, here you go, number one. Everything that we need. That's where you ding them off. Alcohol. You need it to tolerate Philadelphia sports fans. Right, Bill? Top things every Super Bowl party needs. A TV. After all, you don't want to miss the commercials. Oh, yeah, also the game. You know. Top things every Super Bowl party needs. Cheese dip. And just don't call it queso because look who's president now. You know, come on. Top things you need. Every Super Bowl party needs. Just call it cheese dip. Not queso. Balloons. Green for the Eagles and red for their opponents. No, not the Chiefs. The refs. Top things every Super Bowl party needs. Party games like beer pong or pin the mustache on Andy Reid. Top things every Super Bowl party needs. A cooler for your alcohol you drink. And the replacement liver that you'll need soon after that. Top things every Super Bowl party needs. A remote control to skip the 197th commercial starring Snoop. Yeah, he's in everything. And top things every Super Bowl party needs. Jerseys with names of players like Hurts and Mahomes and Taylor's boyfriend. Anyway, there you go. That's your top list today. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by, this is what I want at my Super Bowl party, Jersey Mike's subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Workers at Whole Foods voted to unionize. Their goal is to get paid enough to afford to shop at Whole Foods. Travis Kelce says Taylor Swift's homemade Pop-Tarts are incredible. Even more incredible, she heats them with her stare. Rick Astley turns 59 today. Just remember, never Rickroll him. It would create an unsealable rip in the fabric of time and space. And Ferrari will unveil an electric car this year. It's perfect for guys who want to compensate for their tiny carbon footprint. This is not headline news.
Yeah, it's not. It's the Mike Show. It's the, what is today? Today's the Thursday edition of the program. Yeah, a little moist out there this morning. We had some thunder boomers come through. It was kind of yuck. But it's clearing off. Coming up, we're going to get really, really smart with your five random facts. That is all on the way. But first, so saying it's the dawn of a new day is sort of a freeing, hopeful expression, I guess. But let's be honest, for a lot of people, the worst part of the day is right when the alarm clock goes off. Or is it? According to a new study, mornings are actually the happiest time of the day when people are happier, more satisfied, and less downbeat. Experts analyzed data from almost 50,000 adults throughout 2 years and found that regardless of the day, a person wakes up in a good mood. And that's the and that is the best they're going to feel all day. It's a bit like a roller coaster after that, with a big dip around 10:30 a.m. There's another surge of happiness around 6 p.m. when many people are off work having dinner. Maybe they're attending our happy hour at Three Roads today. Yeah, Chris Hammack's going to be there. There's a downturn throughout the evening, and the least happy time, according to this, is midnight, or whenever you go to bed for the night. They didn't address morning people versus night owls or any other factor like that, like if you have a nightcap or two in the evening. Also, there was some other obvious stuff. The happiest mornings are on Saturdays and Sundays. People are happier in the summer months than the winter months, etc., etc., etc. And of course, the morning high isn't guaranteed to last long. We've seen previous studies saying that the most stressful time of the day was 8:15 a.m., and people know if their day has been ruined by 8:36. So, coming up, we're going to get smart, as mentioned, with five random facts. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by the United Way 5K on the Runway. It's the fifth annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
On December 23rd, a fire next to the Free Clinic of Central Virginia's building caused significant damage to the clinic, leaving the entire building affected by smoke and fire damage. The building has been temporarily condemned as assessments are underway. Free Clinic is devastated to share that they will be closed for an extended period of time that is still to be determined. Please know Free Clinic is working tirelessly on plans to continue serving you in other locations as soon as possible. Your care remains their top priority. To the community and volunteers, they need you now more than ever. Please donate to Free Clinic of Central Virginia. Visit freeclinicva.org/donate for more information. Thank you for standing with us during this challenging time. Together, we will rebuild and continue serving our community.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five random
facts. Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go. We don't know what you do. Quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody might just say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one, nearly half of Australia's birds and 90% of its mammals, reptiles, and frogs aren't found anywhere else on the planet. Number two, there is enough cash in circulation in the United States that every single person in America, including adults and kids, could carry at least $6,500 on them. Number three, in ancient Persia, people debated ideas two times. Once when they were sober and once when they were drunk. The idea had to sound good in both situations before they could start acting on it. Number four, McDonald's sells 75 hamburgers every second. And then number five, the Slurpee capital of the world for more than 20 years in a row has been Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Their 7-Elevens have the highest sales of Slurpees per store. And those are your five random facts. It is the Mike Show. Coming up, we have news. Or no, we did that. Take two. Coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. Stay tuned for that.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
random
facts.
Yep, it is the Mike Show. Also on the way, if if you're listening to the live show, and or if you're listening to the podcast, we've got some interviews for you. We've got the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. They're going to be coming up. Kayla, and she's got Susan from the Bauer Center. We also have Theatre Thursday. We have the cast and director from Commerce Street Theater's latest performance. It's called the Savannah Sipping Society. So that is all on the way. And by the way, we already recorded, as of now, we already recorded that interview. And I was talking with the ladies, and they said one of the writers of the Savannah Sipping Society had written for the Golden Girls. So stay tuned for that interview. You'll learn something. It's a great group of actors, great group of women, and their latest performance steps off February 14th. You can learn more at CommerceStreetTheater.org. All right, coming up, sounds and things and interviews and stuff. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods and our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition that brings us Kayla from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Each and every Thursday, either you or Foster joins us from the Bedford Area Chamber. We talk about the upcoming events, things that you guys are doing, and from time to time you bring a guest. Who did you bring us today?
We have Susan Martin, who's with the Bauer Center for the Arts.
Hello, Susan.
Good morning.
How's everybody doing today?
Trying to stay dry.
Kayla and I were talking off air. Crazy weather this morning. Good Lord.
It was weird. I laid there and my husband was already up getting ready for work. And I'm like, what is he doing? The house sounds like it's coming down.
And likewise, we've got some construction going on back behind our building. And I'm like, what in the heck are they doing now at 6 o'clock in the morning? This is ridiculous. But yeah, thunder. Who knew? Well, Susan, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us. So what do you guys got going on at Bauer Center?
Well, we're just really excited. We're launching, our new year of programming. So we have a great deal of new opportunities for youth and adults and everyone in our community to get involved with the arts, which is, our mission is to make sure that the arts are accessible to everyone. Specifically, we're introducing some new opportunities this year. We have a kids program called CAB Kids, which is Creative Arts for Bauer Kids. That's going to happen every other month, and those are going to be free Saturdays to come in and do art activities. There might be music involved, theater. Our first one coming up is actually going to be a partnership with Opera on the James, and that's going to be on March 1st, and they're going to be coming, and their Tyler Young artists are going to do a production of Hansel and Gretel. And
then
we're going to follow up with art activities related to the Hansel and Gretel production. So we're really excited about those because those are actually complimentary or free to families to bring their kids out and participate. Thanks to some grants, one from the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, that are helping to support those programs. So we're really excited about offering those throughout the year. We also are doing something for the adults. So we're having now Bauer After Hours, and those are going to be once a quarter, and those are going to be evening events that they'll be doing different things. And again, it could include something like some sort of a creative activity, but also we want to make it fun. It could be a date night. It could be bring your friends. There will be beverages available, light refreshments. The first one of that one that's going to be coming up is actually going to be in April, on April the 11th, and we're going to do line dancing that evening. So we're just looking forward to bringing those new programs out and giving everyone the opportunity to come to Bauer Center and kind of be exposed to the arts, but in a fun way.
Very, very nice. And Bauer Center for the Arts, right in town, Bedford. You can learn more. You can visit bauercenter.org.
Yes.
And click on the events tab, and you'll find all the upcoming events, everything that you need to know about Bauer Center.
Yeah, and if I can take just a second, we want to mention our first big event coming up is next Saturday on February the 15th. It's our annual murder mystery event. I think we're in our fourth year of this event, working with Jump Into Mystery. The theme this year is a lot of fun. It's called Fatal Flashback, A Prom to Die For. And so you can come dressed up if you want. It's not required, but you can wear your prom attire from any age, because the theme behind it is that it's a high school that is scheduled for demolition, and they want to have one big final prom. So they've invited all the alumni to come back to enjoy this prom, but there's going to be a little murder twist to it. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I see nodes of Carrie, perhaps. Who knows?
Yeah.
Very, very, very cool. So check that out. Visit Bauer Center for the Arts website, bauercenter.org, and click on their events tab, and you'll see it. It's right there. All the descriptions, everything for their events are just right in line. So you can scroll through, check out everything that they've got going on. Very cool. Very, very nice programming lineup for this new year.
Very excited.
Kayla. So you guys have an event this morning. However, it is sold out. And maybe did you just have to register? You didn't have to buy tickets for it.
You did have to buy tickets for this one. So okay. this is we've done it one time before in 2020. I think from what I understand, it was like 3 days before COVID. So this is the first time that we've brought it back since then. But it's speed networking. It's specifically for 50 people. Lunch is included. You get an opportunity to meet every single person in the room. And it's a 3 hour long program. This time we're doing it from 11 to 2. So you can come during your workday, take an extended lunch, and get some good professional development instead of trying to do something like this before or after work. So we're excited to see how it goes. And we have another one planned later this year. So if you missed your opportunity to get a ticket this time, keep your eyes out on our Facebook page for the next one.
Absolutely. Check your social media, and you can also go to BedfordAreaChamber.com for more information. Click on their events tab. You can see the calendar. It has all the information. Now, for these, do you have to be a chamber member, or can anybody attend?
For speed networking, you don't have to be a chamber member. It is a little bit more expensive for a ticket if you're not a member, but anyone can attend. And we even have a few people here that are coming today that are not members who just specifically wanted to check out a chamber event before joining. So I think it'll be a good opportunity for those people to meet a good range of chamber members all in one place before they decide to get a membership.
Absolutely. If your goal in 2025 was to grow your circle, to meet new contacts, to up your game, this is the place that you can do it. There's over 400 some businesses that are part of the Bedford Area Chamber. You don't have to be physically located in Bedford or the county to be a member. You just want to do business with these folks that are already member businesses. And it's extremely affordable. So very, very worth it. If you're looking to grow your circle, like I said, look into the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce and hit up Kayla. They'll give you more information. Gang, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it. Each and every Thursday, either Kayla or Foster joins us on the program. Have a great day. Have a great event.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio.
Four.
Three.
Four.
Yeah, because that is smelly.
Do you have cats?
Yeah.
Yes. My daughter brought three kids and three cats.
Oh, geez.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. Good morning. We're on. It's the Mike Show. It is the Theatre Thursday edition, and we've got Commerce Street Theater in the house.
Yes, we do.
Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Hello.
And we're sharing microphones because we lent out some microphones and mic stands and still have yet to get them back. So a right proper pummeling is about to occur. But that's not why you're here. You're here to talk about the new season at Commerce Street Theater. And what are you guys opening up with?
Go ahead.
So Commerce Street's first show is the Savannah Sipping Society.
Right.
These lovely ladies are the Savannah Sippers.
All right.
And it's a fabulous show.
And so we're going to sip the Savannah.
No. So, sip in Savannah.
Oh, in Savannah. Yeah. So
we sip a lot of different things.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. So far, this is you know my kind of show. So tell us about the show. Tell us about the story, and then each of you, if you can tell us, you know, what your role is, and we'll go from there. And just who wants to tell what the story is about?
So this is a show written by a group called Jones, Hope, and Wooten, who have been sort of dubbed America's playwrights. They write a lot of theater shows. And they tend to write roles for very strong women. And this show is about four women who accidentally meet, and they are all at very different places in their lives and turning points, more or less. And they figure out sort of how to get through that and realize that they're not as bad off as they originally think they are and help each other and form this friendship.
Okay. So what is your role in this?
The director.
And how is that going?
It's fabulous.
All eyes on you.
No. If this is what directing is like, nice. I would do this every day.
Nice.
I think it's supposed to be a lot harder than it has been with this group, but I've been very, very fortunate.
Well, and how you guys have pretty much all worked together for a while or no? Is this the first time that you've been together in a show?
It's the first time I've been with any. I've admired everybody's work.
Really?
I didn't realize that Adrienne James, she had a fabulous featured part in the cemetery, City yes. Cemetery Tour, okay. where she played the teacher with a math board. And we mentioned it last night. I went, oh, that was you? I was totally charmed by her, but that was months ago, and I didn't connect.
Yeah.
And I've seen the other ladies in shows. Mm-hmm. Actually, Connie, our director, is an actress, and I've seen her perform a lot. And so it's fun to... And I haven't done anything at Commerce Street for a while. I was on maternity leave. I've got three little grandchildren.
Aww.
So this is a wonderful way to get back on and to be in something intimate like this. And it's beautifully written. And it's just, it's been great to, because these are four women that don't know each other. Yeah. And through a short passage of time, they become good friends. And I kind of feel that way with these ladies as actresses.
Nice.
And directors.
They bonded through the
show. Yeah.
Well, and what is your role?
I play a woman named Randa Covington, and I'm one of the few... We're all transplants. None of us are originally from Savannah.
Okay.
But I've been there longer. They're all pretty new to the city. But I don't know the city because I'm such a career woman. I'm very concentrated in my career.
Gotcha.
And we just bump into one another because we're all trying new things, and we try something that we hate, but we all like each other.
But and you've never had friends.
No, I've never had friends. I've just been a career woman. I never was married, never had kids, and never had, you know, close friendships before, even. So it's and I sort of back into these friendships that I don't realize I need.
Okay.
So.
And introduce yourselves, and then what is your role?
This is Kathy.
Oh, that's Kathy Clay. Yes. Plays Randa. Sorry.
I think we know Kathy.
What do you mean?
Everybody.
What do you mean?
Hey.
I'm Mary Joy DiCarmo, and I play Marla Faye. She is recently divorced. All of her connections and family and everything, friends, were in Texas, but when she got divorced, she needed to get out of there, and she picked Savannah. And she's trying new things that she wouldn't have ever done before, and meets these ladies, and makes a new connection in a sad time of her life.
Okay. And you?
Hi, I'm Julia Campbell.
Hi, Julia.
How are you?
I'm great.
Good.
So who do you play?
I play Dot Hagler.
All right.
I am the oldest. I'm recently widowed, and my husband has just displaced us to this retirement, this wonderful retirement I thought was going to be so wonderful, and then he died.
Wow.
And left me in a strange city and not knowing anybody, and so I'm sort of like a fish out of water until I meet these crazy people.
Nice.
And she's the one that's responsible for all of it, pretty much.
I am?
Kind of.
Okay.
Well, she's responsible for Jinx.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I am. That's true.
And finally?
And I'm Adrienne James. I play Jinx, and Jinx is a little bit sassy, has a little spunk, and I think she brings a little excitement to everyone's lives, whether they want it or not.
That's right.
And, but while it's, you know, very comedic, there's also some, I think, some moments of growth that we see within each of the storylines. So it's a journey, which is interesting because Jinx herself is very much on a journey. She has literally been lots of places, so.
All right. So what is the I guess, the more challenging part for each of you to play? Or were these just comfortable roles that you kind of saw something in and it just it felt like a comfortable shoe without anything in it?
Bring that up.
I'm sorry.
Well, the casting, we got to give this credit to Connie, our director, because a lot of people came out for this show. There's only four women in the show. That's it.
And the interesting thing about that, after the first night, I actually said this. I said, I could double cast this show.
That's triple cast talent, it.
Truly,
really?
Truly. Yeah. That's how much talent came out. And I went home and just agonized. I was like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. And what about her with her? And oh, her. It would be this.
I don't talk to her.
And the second night we rolled through it, and I had people read some different things. And I looked at Donnie, Donnie Morrison is our stage manager, and I said, I want this, 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 and this. And he goes, oh, that's fabulous. And I have these four. It just clicked.
That's very, very cool, and it's good when you have that situation that, you know, everybody kind of likes each other, and there's not really, you know, grating or animosity behind the set. That's awesome.
Well, Connie did an exercise that I found really interesting that I've never done before, because we each have little snippets of monologues.
Mm-hmm.
It's really interesting, just the way, and they're really sort of our inner thoughts. And as an exercise one rehearsal, she had us do the monologues of the other characters. So she flipped it around. She said, you know, Randa, you play Jinx, you play Dot, and play it the way you would if you were cast in this as this character.
And what you've learned from that character.
What you've learned from that character. And so that was really interesting to see different people, how they read these monologues. And at the end, Donnie, our stage manager, said, you guys are brilliantly cast in the parts you were cast in.
Nice.
He said it was. I was like, good. We're doing right.
And I think all of us feel like we have something in common with the characters that we have. Mm-hmm. You know, all of us. I think everybody's been through some kind of transition, a time where they felt like they were kind of lost and not mm-hmm. in their best place. And I think what we find out is that, you know, it takes a community, it takes people that care about you to get you through those times.
And a lot of drinks.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of
alcohol.
But also just the sisterhood of women.
Yes.
Yeah.
Supporting each other and holding each other up. And, you know, when the stuff hits the fan, and stuff always hits the fan, you know, your girlfriends are there to help you get through it. And when the good stuff comes, it makes it all the sweeter when the good stuff comes, because you got someone to celebrate it. I just, it's a very touching show.
Nice.
But
you were asking about a challenge, one of my challenges, and when it happened last night, it's hard not to break, because even though we know the script really well, we'll crack each other up. I mean, something will happen on stage, and we're having a good time. We're busting our hump on this, but we're also laugh at where I'm having a ball. I really am.
And it's actually really iced tea though that you're drinking.
Right? It really is.
Long Island iced tea.
Really? Really? Iced tea? I think the hardest part for me is that Martha Faye's from Texas, so she says a lot of things, that phrases and stuff that I would never say.
True.
And so learning those lines and getting the right words and not like trying to use my own words to say the same thing, but to actually boy howdy it.
I say boy howdy all the time because of you.
I think it's interesting too that even though these are very strong women, I think men will watch this show and say, oh, I can relate to that. Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
It's relatable to anyone.
Nice.
It's not a man-hater piece at all. Yeah.
Well, great. Well, Marla Faye's kind of a ball buster. But other than that.
Yeah, but she hooks up. Well, never mind. Don't want to give anything away.
Yeah, don't give too much of the show
away. Wonderful surprises throughout the show. There are wonderful surprises. Well, even at the end, you're like, what?
Nice.
They're where?
Twist.
Yeah.
All right.
Happy twist.
The Savannah Sipping Society starts off February 14th, 15th, the 21st, 22nd, 27th, 28th, and then March 1st. You also have some matinees as well.
Correct.
On the 16th and the 23rd. You can learn more if you visit Commerce Street Theater, spelled theater, .org. You can click for tickets, reserve them. You can even buy them at the box office. However, Commerce Street Theater is, if you've never been to it, you owe it to yourself to get there. It is an absolutely beautiful, it is the classic black box design, and you are right in amongst the action. So there's not a bad seat in the house, but there are only about 90-some?
About 80 or 90.
Mm-hmm. So if you want to get tickets, don't miss it. There's plenty of nights and plenty of opportunities. But get your tickets now. Log on to CommerceStreetTheater.org. Well, ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For joining us. We really appreciate it. We appreciate our theater community. And you can't get any more local than this one.
No. Exactly right.
We're right in the same building.
We hope to see you then.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and congrats on the show, and looking forward to hearing good things about it.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Howdy.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. Coming up, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned.
On December 23rd, a fire next to the Free Clinic of Central Virginia's building caused significant damage to the clinic, leaving the entire building affected by smoke and fire damage. The building has been temporarily condemned as assessments are underway. Free Clinic is devastated to share that they will be closed for an extended period of time that is still to be determined. Please know Free Clinic is working tirelessly on plans to continue serving you in other locations as soon as possible. Your care remains their top priority. To the community and volunteers, they need you now more than ever. Please donate to Free Clinic of Central Virginia. Visit freeclinicva.org/donate for more information. Thank you for standing with us during this challenging time. Together, we will rebuild and continue serving our community.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Social media is cracking up over a Family Feud contestant's bad answer. Here's the category and what she said. Could you name at least 4 of the 6 states that officially make up New England?
Name a U.S. state that is part of New England.
Spain.
Name a U.S. state that is part of New England. Spain.
What does bowling have to do with the Super Bowl? Dunno. There's a TikTok video making the rounds about weird things the NFL requires in order for your city to host the big game.
The NFL requires access to 2 top-tier bowling alleys. No clue why. Maybe Roger Goodell is a bowling enthusiast, but who knows. The league also requires access to 3 top-tier golf courses at no cost. Plus, the city must be able to provide free apartment housing to NFL staff for over a month before the actual game, 35,000 free parking spaces at the stadium, and 20 free billboards for promotional use around the city. Not to mention, the team hotels must agree to televise the NFL Network for a year leading up to the Super Bowl.
Makes a lot of sense. Elton John and Brandi Carlile are releasing an album together, and they dropped the title track single yesterday, along with a behind-the-scenes video of the recording process. Here's some of that, along with a hook from Who Believes in Angels.
I'm 76, and I want to do something different. I don't want to coast.
I've idolized Elton John since I was 11 years old.
When I met her, I fell in love with her. And I just thought she had the most amazing voice. This is one of the greatest musical experiences of my life.
What do you say we set the pleasant trees aside? Even the diamonds look like rocks to the untrained eye. What does it cost to buy a soul back when you die? What are the angels gonna do with you and I? Oh.
The album comes out April 4. Chad Smith can be seen playing drums in the behind-the-scenes video. All right. Yeah, because that's not going to get flagged. Black Sabbath is reuniting for one last show this summer, and this time it's the full-on original band. Here's Ozzy introducing a couple of them last time.
On bass guitar, Mr. Geezer Butler! On guitar, the one, the only, Mr. Tony Iommi! He's the king of riffs, man. He comes up with them all the time.
All right, the original drummer Bill Ward will complete the original lineup, but wasn't part of the last reunion. This lineup hasn't done a show together since Ozfest in 2005. Wow. This is disturbing. When did sex become a selling point for Build-A-Bear? Here's their Instagram. She's a cougar video.
She's a cougar. She's a cougar. Watch out, boys.
On the prowl. Looking for a good time. Hear her growl. This cat is in her prime. Too fierce to handle. Too fat to ignore. Uh-huh. She's got her heels and she's ready for a boy.
Okay, so it's a stuffed bear in high heel boots, cougar plush coat. They put it in suggestive poses for their On the Prowl jingle. Ridiculous. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Since today is Froyo Day, here's comedian Jen Kirkman.
I went to a frozen yogurt shop, and there was a, you know, like a 20-year-old girl working there, and I went in, and she goes, "Do you have any questions about how the frozen yogurt works?" And I was like, "Oh, God, no. And if I do, please shoot me in the face. Please end my life here in the store and tell everyone what a dumb question I had." Because I don't think she meant, like, how the molecular structure works. I think she really... And the thing is that's because someone came in there at one point with a question about how frozen yogurt worked. Like, somebody walked in and saw the handles and was like, "It's like a cow or something." And, you know, and they kept doing that. And then they're like, "Why is there cereal?" You know, and like...
Yeah. All right, that's your Audio Vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in the news. And then we've got some good news for you. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in the news. So, a man in Florida named Justin Sorcy was arrested for arson after he started two illegal fires in the, what is that? How do you pronounce that? I should be able to pronounce it, but I'm just blanking. Sorry, gang. Okay, here we go.
Osceola.
Osceola. All right, thank you. Osceola National Forest. They were a lot bigger than a campfire. The Forest Service noticed the smoke and a slow, simmering fire in grass, brush, and trees. Justin admitted to setting the fires. He claimed he was conducting controlled burns, which he was permitted to do as a sovereign citizen. According to the FBI, sovereign citizens are anti-government extremists who believe that even though they physically reside in this country, they are separate from the United States and don't have to follow the rules. Not surprisingly, that didn't fly. He was cuffed, and he was indicted for committing felony arson on federal property. A court date has yet to be set. All right. What about this? Okay. A judge in upstate New York was just forced to resign after he made some wild statements during a jury screening process where he was a prospective juror. His name is Richard T. Snyder. In court transcripts, he said he was a judge, but that he could not be impartial. He said, I know everybody that comes in front of me. They're guilty. They would not be in front of me if they were innocent. Okay. I would never want to go up against him. Good thing he resigned. He was asked again if he could set any preconceived notions aside, and he responded, no. It would not be fair. Naturally, he was dismissed from the case, but the judge in that case reported him to state officials. A judicial commission interviewed him, and Richard said he understood that defendants are supposed to be considered innocent until proven guilty, but that he still felt that people wouldn't be in court if they didn't commit crimes. He said his interpretation of innocent until proven guilty was that guilty people were brought to court to have it be made official and get sentenced. Good Lord. Richard was forced to resign and agreeing to never serve as a judge again. He was elected a decade ago and was not a lawyer before. A state official said, it is bad enough that a judge would seek to avoid such a fundamental civic responsibility as jury service. It is astounding that the judge could claim an inability to be impartial and to declare under oath that the accused must be guilty or they would not be in court. What about all the people that he sentenced? What about all the people that he found guilty? Were they? Are they going to reopen trials? Good Lord. And then there's this. Police are praising a local pilot in Arkansas who stopped a 15-year-old who entered a regional airport with guns and demanded a plane. The pilot was able to grab his own gun, told the teen to get on the ground, and disarmed him. Here is the director of the Texarkana Regional Airport, Paul Merlick, talking about the incident.
Anytime you have an incident like this, we find ways to improve it, make it faster, make it so that way, you know, if you can even shave 10 to 15 seconds off, that can mean more lives saved in the future. So we will find ways to improve our systems, but we're very proud that today nobody was hurt.
All right. An alleged arsonist near Los Angeles was tackled by people in the neighborhood when they said they saw him attempt to light multiple fires. Here are the guys that apprehended the man and held him down until law enforcement came.
He just started running. There were so guys there, so they all helped out, and we just stopped him. Never done that before.
The neighbors and the firefighters were really trying to put out the fire, but if the person is 3 minutes away from us lighting another fire, you know, you really have to act. Because I go by the motto, if you see something, not just say something, do something.
It was kind of funny, because I don't know, he's started screaming like weird, you know. I don't know, it didn't really, I just took him down.
Okay. A man in New Hampshire riding a ski lift fell about 20 feet to the ground after his chair detached. Yikes. No, it's more like that. He suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Here's the man that was on the lift at the exact same time that witnessed the fall.
I'm there a lot, and so it's kind of scary, right? Like, that's a nightmare fuel. I was riding the singles line, and I said it to the guy I was with. We really going to do this? We kind of looked at each other. And we were like, yeah, let's get on. It was, like, low down. Like, okay. I'd say it was, like, 20% up. He was backboarded, neck brace on.
Yikes. All right, there's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Let's see. Wow. Last week's medical jet crash in Philadelphia killed one and injured more than two dozen, including a 10-year-old boy named Trey Howard. He was in his dad's car when a piece of metal flew in like a bullet and hit him in the head. It only hit him because he was shielding his little sister to protect her. Here's Trey's dad, Andre, talking about Trey's heroics.
Felt like it was a movie, like a horror movie.
That's a whole play right there, Bernie, y'all.
It sounded like a missile was firing bullets, metal, at my car, everyone else's car. I turn around, he has metal out the side of his head. He says, thank you to everybody. He cries, Daddy, I'm a celebrity. No, you're bigger than a celebrity. You're a superhero.
Wow. Trey is in the hospital, healing after brain surgery. He's awake and able to talk. That is the good news, and the good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. Coming up, they've got their United Way 5K on the runway. It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com. All right. It is the Thursday edition of the program, and coming up tonight for Happy Hour, we are going to be broadcasting live and on location. We're going to be at Three Roads in Lynchburg. That's 1300 Court Street, between 5 and 7 for Happy Hour. It is the Mic'd Up Pop-Up Concert Series. Chris Hammack is going to be joining us, so we encourage you to come out and hang with us. We'll have prizes and giveaways as well, plus the incredible music of Chris Hammack. He's got some originals. He's got some new releases. He's got some old favorites as well. And we're gonna find out how his life has been since we talked to him last in our audience Q&A. And you can win prizes by spinning the prize wheel and play prize or nothing. That's all on the way. Broadcasting live and on location from Three Roads Brewing, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg tonight for Happy Hour. We hope you'll join us. All right, well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?